Known as Holy Week, the events of Palm Sunday through Easter Sunday makes up the most significant days in history. As you prepare to celebrate Easter, we invite you to journey alongside us through Holy Week to chronologically retrace Jesus' final steps and reflect on the moments leading to his death, burial, and resurrection.
When it was evening, a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph came, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. He approached Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Then Pilate ordered that it be released. So Joseph took the body, wrapped it in clean, fine linen, and placed it in his new tomb, which he had cut into the rock. He left after rolling a great stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were seated there, facing the tomb. Matthew 27, verse 57 through 61. Monday is a home basketball game in my Bible study group. Tuesday is softball practice. Wednesday is an away basketball game. Thursday is basketball practice and rehearsal for church. Friday is another game, and then another for each kid on Saturday. Afternoon softball practice again on Sunday, and then we have that thing this weekend, and repeat. This season of life is hectic for me. We are busier than ever in many ways, just trying to make it through. It's all a blur. I never feel like I'm ever fully present or know the depth of what's going on when we are swiftly flying through weeks at a time. It would be easy for Holy Week to be just like any other week. We could move quickly through trying to make it to the celebration on Sunday. And don't get me wrong, Easter Sunday is the biggest and best reason for a celebration, but to truly celebrate, we must appreciate the gravity of what is happening. Be still before the Lord, all mankind, because he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. Zechariah 2, verse 13. Holy Saturday is an invitation to stillness, contemplation, and anticipation. On this day, the tomb would still be inhabited, Jesus' body lying there, broken for us. All the momentum that the disciples felt as they were celebrating Jesus coming to be crowned king just a few days ago came to an abrupt halt, forced stillness. This was a day of sorrow for the apostles as they felt their plans and hopes were dashed. Just like the apostles, we can get ahead of ourselves when we are constantly moving on to what's next and what we intend to make happen. Today doesn't have to bring us sorrow, but should instead be a day of surrender, yielding control to the one who holds our future and eternity. It could be a slimming down of our commitments and distractions to make margin for rest in our relationship with Christ. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Psalm 46, verse 10. Maybe it's not activities occupying our time and attention. Maybe it's regrets, shame, or other things that we are trying to control and hide away from God. Today is a beautiful invitation to accept surrender because nothing is so dark that it can extinguish his resurrecting light. If I say, "Surely the darkness will hide me and the light around me will be night," even the darkness is not dark to you. The night shines like the day. Darkness and light are alike to you. Psalm 139, verses 11 through 12.
Thanks for listening to the Ridge Weekly Podcast. If you'd like to hear more messages now, you can check out our past series at theridge.church/messages or download the free Ridge app. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time.